For many Iraqis, the lack of evidence of the existence of weapons of mass destruction only adds to the already widespread suspicion of why the United States invaded Iraq. Turki al-Jaburi is a Baghdad merchant.
President Bush, you claim that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. What's your evidence now? Did you find the weapons of mass destruction? No, it's occupation colonialism.
Iraqi scientist Khaled Francis, who worked for several years developing chemical weapons for Saddam Hussein, takes a more dispassionate view, but his conclusions are the same.
You know, all these matters have been exaggerated. They should have a reason for this war, and they did.
The United States and Britain said Saddam Hussein's weapons arsenal posed an imminent threat to world security. United Nations weapons inspectors went back into Iraq in 2002 but failed to find them. Neither have U.S. teams, which have been searching since shortly after the fall of Saddam Hussein's government. Last month, the chief American inspector, David Kaye, resigned from his position and testified before the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee that pre-war intelligence had simply been wrong about the weapons threat.
It turns out we were all wrong, probably, in my judgment. And that is most disturbing.
Mr. Kaye was asked by Senator Carl Levin about existing stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
In your opinion, Iraq did not have large stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons in 2002. Is that correct?
That's correct, Senator.
Do you have any evidence that they had any stockpiles, large or small, in 2002?
Simply have no evidence.
David Kaye's conclusion sent shockwaves through the political and intelligence communities in both Washington and London. But in Baghdad, researcher Khaled Francis says he's not surprised at David Kaye's assessment. He says the reason the inspectors found no weapons is because they do not exist. He maintains they were destroyed over a decade ago. At least he says the chemical weapons stockpile, which is what he would know about.
After the Gulf War, they disconnected the whole program. They changed the program for pesticide, herbicide, other product. And as I know, they destroy all the weapons they have.
How do you know that? What makes you think that they really destroyed everything? How do you know?
Because most of the people who's working on the destruction of this weapon are my friend, my colleagues. And we discuss about it. I was working in the research center. This is the most important center in the whole office. And we know what's going on outside.
Khaled Francis worked in the chemical research lab from 1987 to 1997. For several years, until the early 1990s, he says he was in charge of quality control for such lethal substances as mustard gas, sarin gas, and the VX nerve agent. Mr. Francis told VOA he knows of no attempt by the Iraqi government to restart its chemical weapons program, although he says they could easily have done so within a matter of several months if they had wanted to.
As far as you know, was there another attempt ever by the government to start the weapons program up again?
If they want to do it, they can do it, you know, because the most important is the people who's working in this field. They can renew the program again. And it needs very simple tools, no need for a complicated instrument or anything. And they can't do it again. But as I know, there is no any idea to restart that program again.
Mr. Francis said that after the chemical weapons stockpiles were destroyed in the early 90s, he was sent to a factory to produce chlorine for use in detergents and other industrial applications. He left the lab in 1997 and now does odd jobs. Khaled Francis says he has no plans to work in the chemical field again. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Baghdad.